NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Me too, Larry, and I'll leave you with this before I move on to the next check-in. So, you know, Anna's a net controller too, and we've had this discussion a couple weeks ago. You know, the AZ, you can, you know, the menu trees on this thing is, you know, incredible once you learn them. I'm still learning. But she figured out that, you know, you can input your call sign and all of the memory settings go with that call sign. And if I put my call sign in, all of my settings go with my call sign. So, you know, we got her, you know, set up, and last night I'm thinking, okay, what is, you know, what's she done to the radio? What's going on, you know? Because she, you know, she doesn't talk on the radio except for, you know, being that control. Well, I figured out that she had changed the timeout timer to 20 minutes. So, mine said it, I think, 3. But she moved it on up to 20 minutes. So, you know, there you go. She's figuring things out. So I'm really proud of her. But I'll say 73's Larry. And I'll leave you with that. Let me go ahead and see if we can get any more check-ins before we move to the next on the stump. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. All right, this is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next on the stump, which is KD4SRR, Mr. Robert at the QT. Robert, go ahead and take it, sir.
Net control. I've enjoyed the last two subjects, the astronomical events, as well as your astronomical experience with nitrous oxide. Welcome to the 60s, man. Anyway, I got a couple questions here while I'm sitting here at my advantageous parking place, and I'll just throw it out there and see if anybody's had the experience with either of these two pieces of hardware. Both of them are Yaesu's. I needed to find out, has anybody had any direct experience with either the hybrid FT200 or one that somebody wants me to buy, and I don't know if it's worth it or not, a FT707.
Robert, I don't know anything about those radios, but I'll pause here just for a second and see if there's any station that has any information that they can share with you. Robert, I don't guess we have any takers on that. I don't. Like I said, I don't know that much about those two radios either. But we'll move on to the next question or comment you got. What else you got for us, Robert?
Make a compliment that, you know, and not trying to be, over flattery or everything, but just how nice everybody is on the Blue Ridge net, and most of the nets. They're very nice. A few years back, it wasn't like that, though. I remember 20 years ago, it could get kind of contentious. So I want to thank for, you know, everyone for moving forward on that, because Lord knows I test everyone's patience with my presence here. So thank you for your indulgence, and that's pretty much just off the cuff the way I feel it. That's a couple of reasons I got out of hand was grumpy people. So thanks for not being grumpy.
RR on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Robert, I think we've all had our experiences. I know I had a couple of experiences when I got my technician license. My cousin was an amateur X-ray. make contact on 20 meters, and we just couldn't do it. So I would tell him, hey, you tell me the frequency, and I'll meet you there. So he went to, you know, an amateur extra frequency, and I just followed his lead. I didn't think anything about it. So I threw my call sign out there, and I hear this voice. I mean, it just, you know, it was just ominous. Chad Hightower, are you a amateur class license holder? What to think, you know? So I responded with no. And he said, you are off frequency and out of your license class. You need to QSY to this frequency now. And I'm going to follow you there. it was scary. It was. I said right then, hey, I'm not putting up with this mess anymore. I'm going to go get my extra ticket and I can go where I want. So we've all had some hard lessons, and I'm certainly not exempt. I feel like I'm getting fussed at all the time, but that's okay. I keep on going.
I did have an experience a little over 20 years ago. A particular radio club south of us that I won't mention is near the capital city. Okay, enough of that. But that was then. This is now. But literally, you didn't get involved in a conversation. You kind of sat back and watched the fights break out. Because, man, they got all uppity and outraged and upset about parliamentary procedure and walked out, threw stuff up in the air. It was a lot of fun, you know, back then. And I thought, well, this is I'm like Scotty on the Enterprise with the Chris Pine Kelvin timeline. They're fighting and carrying on. I love it. Well, not actually, but it was kind of fun. But the other thing you're talking about, yeah. Those people are gone.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that I enjoy doing, especially right after I figured out EchoLink and, you know, put that on my phone. There's a couple of repeaters that I listen to in Scotland. And, you know, you can tell they're, you know, a small little club there in Scotland, you know, out in the Dale, as they say. And, I don't know, four or five people talk on it, you know, one of those kind of repeaters. And, but they do have EchoLink. And it's the funniest thing to sit and listen to them, you know, and get the topics ranged from sheep to, you know, drought, and then, boy, oh, they get on, you know, they get on, sometimes I listen to them, you know, get on, the, you know, the United States political things, and, oh, boy, you should hear, I mean, it is very interesting to hear, you know, what people in other countries think, and I used to do that quite often.
I'd love to get that link, get on there and ask them about how's the haggis been this morning, you know. Did you get up on the wrong side of the haggis? You know, stuff like that. I didn't know you could speak Scottish. I have a little trouble speaking Scottish. Even though my grandmother's name was McKinney, you know, I just don't speak that tongue.
With KD4SRR. Well, roger that, Robert. Well, listen, I'm going to move on down the log, sir. I'll leave this with you before I go. The node number, if you're interested, is 2Echo0 Alpha India Victor, and that is the all-star repeater in Scotland. Not sure what club it is, but you can just monitor. And it's pretty interesting to listen to. There's also one in Paris, France, that occasionally, you know, I'll listen to. You can hear an English speaker on there. But I, you know, I like to, you know, drop in and listen on those. That's 2Echo0 Alpha India Victor. So with that, Robert, I hope you have a safe night, sir. And I hope you enjoy your deep hunts at the QT. Please be safe in 73. With that, any more stations, I'll Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUV. We'll move next on the list, which is KI4DOS. Mr. Gary, go ahead and take it, sir.
We're in UE in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Chad. Good evening to the net. All I can tell you and Larry is y'all need to go see my dentist, Captain Stanley. He was my dentist when I was in the Navy. Y'all want a dentist, I'll send you one. He wouldn't give you no gas or nothing else. He liked to watch you squirm and squeal and that sort of thing. But on a better note, we had a good day over here on the plantation today. I went out yesterday, I meant to say this last night, went out yesterday and worked in the garden, and you know, it's, in years past, I have planted Texas Longhorn okra, which you cannot find in the stores. But I went out there and was working on the grass that got in the garden. I didn't plant anything but tomatoes this year, but I was tilling the grass under and, you know, let it lay there and decompose and be good for the garden. I ran across three voluntary okra plants. So I went around those, and they're standing out all over the garden, you know, away from the tomatoes. So I've got three voluntary okra plants out there. If we get some okra off of them, that'd be great. But if not, I'll just, if I get a few pods out there, I'll collect the seeds and, keep my stock built up. But I thought that was pretty interesting and neat the way they just popped up on their own.
4NUE with KI4DOS. Let me make sure I got it, Gary. Funny story with okra. So when me and Anna first married, she's from the city. And I don't hold that against her. But we have had some comical events through the years because, you know, she's a city slicker. And we planted out 2-3 rows of okra one year. And I went somewhere on maneuvers or something, and it was, you know, time to pick the okra. So, you know, you gotta pick it before it gets too or it's, you know, so woody you can't use it. But she's thinking, okay, well, I'm just gonna go out here real quick, just pick, you know, pick these two rows of okra and bring it back in the house. Short sleeves and shorts. And oh my word, I caught it. Why didn't you tell me that if this stuff hurts? I mean, this, you know, she just broke out. I mean, just tore her arms up, but she still reminds me of that day. I didn't tell her that okra was, you know, brings welts and all of that. She just said, this stuff's not worth it. We're not ever planting it again.
Y'all must have planted Clemson's finally. This Texas Longhorn, it's about, the plants grow to 10, 12, 15 feet tall, and I have to bend them over to cut the okra. But I can go out there in short sleeves and that sort of stuff, and it does not break me out. But I get out there in the Clemson's spineless or whatever it is that came from down that way, and it just eats me up. But these pods can get, 12 to 15, 18 inches long, and they're still just as soft and tender as they can be. The only thing, when they get that big, the seed get big. So we cut it when they're about 6 or 8 inches long, and they, you know, cut it up, and it makes real good fried okra or pickled okra boiled okra, however you want to mix it. It's really good. I enjoy it, but I was tickled that I got three voluntary plants out of it. We'll see how they do throughout the rest of the year. But other than that, just been playing a little radio this afternoon. Got on HF for a bit. And now I got on UHF earlier, and then I got on VHF. And we don't know where we're going to go next, but we'll see what happens after a while sometime.
UE with KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. also have a neighbor who she will plant a portion of her garden with okra, and she lets it mature to the point to where it's just not edible, and she will hang them and let them dry. And starting about November, she will take the dried, you know, the whole pod, and she makes Christmas ornaments out of them. Paper mache, and she'll put, you know, make a Santa Claus face, or, you know, a reindeer. I mean, she's pretty good with the stuff, you know. If you're okay with hanging, you know, a piece of okra on your Christmas tree. But, you know, she's got all the, you know, all the characters of Christmas in there, and she's got this little thing she does, you know, 12 days of Christmas, and she takes an okra pod, and she, you know, makes, you know, all of the characters on the, you know, 12 days of Christmas. But I never thought about doing that with okra. But I guess that's one way of dealing with the ones that are not edible, I guess.
That's fantastic myself, Chad. I'm not that talented in the art department where that comes into play. I mean, there's a lot of things that I'm very capable at, but, you know, making Christmas ornaments and stuff like that is not one of them. So I'm not going to get into that. But I'm glad that she does, and, well, you know, you think about it, that's the way people used to do things. You know, they'd make stuff out of what they had, and which is a good thing, and it's, you know, it's repurposing. Excuse me, I had to call them all of a sudden. She's repurposing stuff that most people would have thrown away, which is really good, and I think that's, you know, it's just a fantastic idea. My hat's off to her for doing that.
I agree. I have gourds. When I was younger, we had cotton fields out here when I was up to 10 years old. There was cheap cotton and peaches everywhere out here. And he would grow the gourds for the water boys. You were kind of lucky if you got, you know, grandma's water ladle and had old black wooden handle on it with an aluminum bowl on it. You know, everybody drank from the same ladle, you know. But, and, you know, with the cotton, where they'd refuel the tractors or put, you know, poison in the sprayers, I think it was DDT back then. They put a big water cooler there at the fuel point or the water point, and the tractor driver could, you know, grab that gourd and, you know, fill it full of water and have a drink and get back to work. So waste not, want not, I guess. Make use of what you got. I definitely understand that.
That's the best way to be. Mentioned gourds. My grandmother and grandfather on my daddy's side grew gourds, but they grew different varieties. Some that were short and squatty, they made birdhouses out of, you know, like the bluebird houses. And then they grew some that had real long, I call them necks, but they weren't wound up being handles. They would make dipping gourds out of those, and everybody would, you know, they didn't have indoor plumbing until 1964. And they had a well, and we'd go out to the well, and I'd draw water out of the well and put it in the bucket and take it to the house. Granny would put water in a section of the wood stove so she'd have hot water, and they pretty much, they had electricity, but they pretty much lived off the grid, I'll put it that way. That's the way I grew up up there at their place. And, we had the gourds out there and didn't have any metal cups on them. They were just gourds with a hole cut in them. You know, the gourd part, the round part, was just about cut in half. And of course, it was cleaned out and seasoned and all of that. But that brings back a whole lot of good memories. That's about all I've got over here on this end of town, Chad. I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. Hope you got some more people out there to check in and more regulars. Good talking to you tonight, gentlemen, man. And we said hello, and we'll be talking to you later. Have a great evening. 73 there, young man. KO4NUE in the net. KI4DOS.
KUE with KI4DOS. 73 carrying that Jordan conversation. I'll leave you with this before I move on to the next station. One of the fondest old-time memories I have would be on my mother's side of the family. My grandmother was Appalachian, and she made do with nothing. I mean, that was a heck of a woman. But she had a flower cabinet. She called her dry goods cabinet. And it was a cabinet that was made for, you know, biscuits or bread. It had a built-in sifter. It had the table to knead the dough. The whole shebang. Keep all your dry goods. And I can see her now with that apron on, and you know, kneading those biscuits. And I was always fascinated with the sifter. It had a built-in sifter to tilt it out. And she grabbed a handle and twist it, and that flour would come out. And she just had a way of laying that out on the table just perfect, you know, to keep the biscuits from sticking. But anyway, I'll leave you with that. 73 is here. I enjoyed the conversation, as always. Please tell Miss Joy that we said hello. All right, any more stations? Alpha through Zulu. Before we move on to the next ranking, I'd like to take the opportunity to go ahead and check in my wife, KO4RYP, tonight. And her communication is here with me, Campanello. So next on the stump is WDARON. Mr. Ed, you still in there? Go ahead, sir. So with that, we'll go ahead and attempt to shut the net now. So are there any additional stations that would like to check in tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Anyone for comments or rat you? Please call KO4NUE. For my net report. QE, I'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 to all on the net, and it's been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. Everybody be safe and have a wonderful week. This is KO4NUV, and I am clear.
KO4NUV,
go ahead, channel.
Alright, I'm going to talk to you as long as I can. I don't know why I did it, but I accepted the call right after I put my nose on it, so just try and talk to me so I can get your job. I need somebody to keep me up. I'll be able to stay awake on that car flying at me on the job, so don't worry about that.
You hold a job now, or are you mobile?
I'm mobile, heading to the job.
After that. Okay, well, just hang on 1 second. I'll be back to you here in just a little bit. KI4DOS, KO4NUE. DOS, KO4NUE. KO4WWZ, Chandler, are you experiencing some noise on the repeater, or is that my station?
I don't think it's your station. It's got like a little crackling noise. I don't don't think it's you, mainly because it was happening at Gary, too. I was listening to the radio between you and Gary, and I heard that, and that was him, too. Speaking of that, I was having trouble making contact with the station on the repeater when I was heading home from work this evening. And, hang on a sec. Yeah, I had trouble contacting the station earlier today. I think it's maybe the repeater.
All right, well, I appreciate the signal report. So what's the emergency at work?
In Spartanburg, and from what I am thinking, there was a severe horn storm over in Spartanburg today, earlier today, and I'm thinking there must have been a power pole or something to go down because they don't call the flaggers unless they need somebody to help watch out for them. So something's gone down. Something like that. That's it.
Well, ZI-4.
Go ahead, Andy.
This noise, I've been listening and monitoring for the past good little bit. It's one of two things. One, it's either propagation or there's some kind of garbage spray on air getting into the repeater. I don't know which, but after what happened with chat signal 195 earlier, I'd say it's probably propagation.
195. Oh my goodness, I missed Mandel Smith tonight. Crap.
That's one here done it, done that, but I was just telling you, it's one or two things, but I think, kind of have to think this propagation, because if it wouldn't be on both repeaters, if the repeater itself you had an issue, but Chad had an issue also, he did on 195 earlier, so I'm thinking it's probably just the propagation effect right now, this evening for some reason or another, creating a lot of havoc and racket.
Something's going on in the atmosphere. More than likely the ionosphere, but something is happening in the atmosphere. Either way.
You carry on, I was just letting y'all know that I've been monitoring for the past little bit and hearing all that crackling too.
For the official National Weather Service forecast for the upstate of South Carolina, including
time, but I think it's just the propagation right now. You and he go ahead and carry on, and I just put my comments in there. KI4LZ4.
Thank you, Andy.
KO4NUE. So, whereabouts? You say you gotta go to Spartanburg?
Yes, sir.
Where are you now?
I'm on Highway 29, fixing to turn on to 564. I think that's called Woodard Road.
So, what are you gonna have to do tonight?
I won't know until I get there. Either we're gonna have to shut a road down, or we're gonna have to shut a shoulder down. We're going to have to flag. I don't know what's going to happen yet. It's 1 to 3. I can't imagine what else we could be doing. That's the only three things I think we could do in the road is shut the road down, shut the shoulder down, and flag the road.
Yeah, so you're going to have to, you're going to have to work all night?
I'm thinking that's the case. I'm not sure yet. They canceled my job for tomorrow, so I'm thinking that's going to be a yes.
So they're going to give you tomorrow off?
I'm hoping so, because At this point, I'm going to be awake over 12 hours.
24 hours.
Half.
Chandler, go ahead.
After at this point, I've already worked 9.5 hours. I've been awake more than 12 hours. And if they don't give me the day off tomorrow, I'm going to be one tired man after tomorrow.
Stop off at the store and get you some coffee or get you something with some caffeine in it.
I wish I could find a pill to counteract the melatonin, but I don't think they sell those with my pills.
That melatonin, that stuff knocks me out. So, just be careful with that.
Chad, I'm looking to save my money up to buy an iPhone 7100.
Well, that's a nice radio. That's a really nice radio. How far have you got along with your savings?
Actually, right now, I have over $1,000 in the bank, but I'm supposed to be sending at least $1,000 to the...
Hold on.
$1,000 to the other savings account, and I'm going to keep the $400 and start trying to put $100 in each week for it.
Yep, so, you like the ICOM?
So, I watched the videos about the 7100, and the features on that thing seem to be pretty nice. Especially for an all-band radio.
For that, well, we've got a couple of club members that use the ICOMs, and I tell you, they're pretty proficient with those things. We've got one female operator, and boy, I'm telling you, she can walk circles. By the time I get these menus dug up and, do this and do that, I mean, she can move right along with it. So those are nice radios.
I know that everything on the iPhone is menu driven, but I'm just not understanding. I mean, they're all transceivers for handbands. They'll do the same thing and operate on the same frequency. I just don't know what the difference is. I'm not trying to cheat on gauges. The gauges are really different. I'm kind of confused as to what the difference is, really. And I need to be walking in the road at this time of night.
That, well, I guess it's your preference. I mean, it's your money. You get what you like. But Chandler, you're starting to drop off just a little bit. I'm not sure what's going on with your signal. But it's kind of sort of getting to the point where it's getting hard to copy you. Well, listen, I'm gonna have to step out for a few minutes, and how much further you got. All right. Well, 73's young man, you have a nice night as much as possible. May have to make it through the night, so you better find a little fortitude somewhere and figure out, what you got to do. But 73, be safe, and I'll catch you on down the log. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
73, Chad, thank you for helping me stay awake. You're a blessing. KO4WWZ.